Well, Russian President Vladimir Putin recently explained that NATO should not have a right to actually kill Gaddafi. So really what he's saying is that because the regime change took no part in the UN resolution, that actually what they're doing now, NATO and the British contingents in NATO, of course, part of that, is breaking international law.
The coalition said destroying Gaddafi was not their goal. Then why bomb his palaces? Now some officials have claimed that eliminating him was in fact their goal. Who gave them that right? Did he have a fair trial? Returning to the no-fly zone, the bombings are destroying the country's entire infrastructure. When the so-called civilized world uses all its military power against a small country, destroying what's been created by generations, I don't know if that's good.
Now, it seems, Martin, that was the Russian President Vladimir Putin there, that the Russians are the only people who are actually speaking out on this, really.
Well, no, I think you'll find there are others. The South Africans have taken quite an active role because they see themselves as leaders of the African Union. The OAU, the Organisation for African Unity, have made it very, very clear that they're not happy with what's happened because Gaddafi and the Libyan regime have been very generous to people in Africa.
Well, they can fold their arms and they can say we're not happy, but they're not actually prepared to do it.
Well, at what stage are people prepared to go to war with the United States of America and Britain? That's a good question. The Chinese threatened to go to war with us over the assassination of so-called assassination of Osama bin Laden a few weeks ago. You wouldn't have heard that on Radio 4, but if you read the English language press in India or Pakistan, you would know that the Chinese government said if you go into Pakistan again without getting permission from the Pakistani government, you will be going to war with China. It's the most serious ultimatum issued to the Western power since 1945, but in Britain most people are unaware that the Chinese have threatened to go to war with us. Now, if we keep having random wars through being absent-minded in Libya and Syria and Afghanistan and Pakistan and Somalia and all the other places that we're happy about having wars, then eventually we're going to be in a war, and then there will be a big bomb in Britain perhaps and kill hundreds of people, and people say, how did that happen? And you say, because you have been going around the world killing lots of other people and you don't seem to understand what you're doing, and maybe the only way to make you understand is that you have to have some blood right in your face. And that what may, I mean, if I was the Libyan intelligence services now, I'd be saying, right, there's a number of things we need to do. We need to kill some RAF personnel in Britain, preferably soft targets, so that we don't take too many risks. And of course, if they're going to try and kill our head of state, we should try and kill their head of state and his children. So find out where Cameron's children go to school and bump a couple of them off. Now, that sounds extreme, but that is exactly the British position in relation to the Libyan government. Now, if the Libyan government is fighting with its back against the wall, what would you do? What would we do if the Germans had invaded Britain? Would we be worried about their looking after them? I don't think we would.
The other thing with Gaddafi and the Libyan regime, they do certainly have their backs up against the wall, slowly but surely, over the last few months. And there certainly isn't going to be any let-up until September, NATO have said. That Gaddafi may have a few tricks up his sleeve, may have some weapons of mass destruction.
I think what Gaddafi is going to do, he isn't going to do any of the silly things I've suggested, because he knows ultimately this is a war for British and Western public opinion. So if he was to do anything silly like that, he would lose that. But on the other hand, I put it to my British fellow citizens, at what point is your complacency going to be shocked? Because you can't just absent-mindedly carry on starting wars. Basically, what really annoys me about comfortable people in Britain who like wars in other people's countries, they want to start these wars and then they want to go home and have a nice cup of tea. Well, I'm afraid that's not the real world. I was an aid worker in Bosnia. Joe's been to Iraq many times. People need to be reminded that it is not a game. And if you're going to start having wars, then wars are what you're going to have. And it's not a game at all.